It's Tuesday, the 2nd of December, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with the Game Grin Greencast. It's talk about games. Aaron. Girls.
Hi.
And Jackman.
Yeah.
And what? As always, I'm Ace.
What, Jack? What was that?
Yeah.
Eh?
It was his Skeletor impression. He's working on it.
Yeah.
I'll get you next time, He-Man.
On our Twitch channel, we are playing Flash Out 3D Enhanced Edition, which released in 2022 by Jujubee SA, developed and published. It was released to celebrate Flash Out 3, which was releasing. It's a remaster. Yeah, remaster of the first Flash Out, and it's free to play. So, yeah, I was just looking at a list of games, and that popped up, and I thought, hey, we haven't done a racing in a while.
It looks.
We do like to be a bit racist on this podcast.
Oh, of course,
a little bit.
Ace loves racism.
I'm the fastest racist you've ever seen. Okay, let's all start career mode.
It sounded like Korea mode to me.
Korea mode. Yes, North Korea mode for our racist game.
No, it's Korea mode, like we're going to separate into North and South.
Ace believes in beating all races. I don't know how to play, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just holding the trigger button and it's moving.
So it's very reminiscent of Wipeout. Yes. When did the original game came out? Did you say?
I forgot to look.
Oh, I can shoot! I can shoot guns! And I can boost! I can boost with Y! Which is triangle on PlayStation. Aaron.
Nothing is happening. The only thing I can do is move the camera. And also I keep pausing for some reason.
Your controller's borked.
Did you try using the keyboard?
I'll try.
The tracks are too... But they're not wide enough for this sort of game.
Okay, I don't know. I have energy, but
energy.
Sometimes I can't.
Energy.
There's a jump. Every time I land, it goes sharply to the right.
What do the little golden orbs do? I've no idea.
Energy.
So,
go too fast.
Futuristic racing was like, used to be, I mean, it still is a genre, but it used to be much, much more popular genre. Is there any games like that you remember fondly?
I played a bit of Wipeout, like you said, a few of the different types. I like the music. But at some point, I think it shifted from like, futuristic neon to post-apocalyptic Deathroot stuff.
Falcon Punch.
Falcon Kick!
I think I still own it on a disc somewhere, but I used to play a game called Death Cars. Which wasn't hover cars, but it was futuristic. The tracks were similar to this.
There's also Remedy's first game, Death Rally. Also, I've been playing Ratchet and Clank, which has very similar races, so I have the advantage.
Yes, yes. Okay, you are an excellent racist, Jack.
Sorry to interrupt. I figure out that the energy bar is your health, not your boost.
There is a boost item you can get.
Yeah. Ah, I was almost first.
I was first. As for futuristic racing games, Roll Cage always sticks out to me.
Roll Cage, I remember that. I never owned the full game, but they played demos for the first one and the second one. On that, assuming there was a second one, and it wasn't just a different demo, but I loved it. Sorry?
There was.
I've made it to the final lap, everybody.
Yeah, I loved how cars in that looked. And I need to look it up. Maybe it's on Steam. I want to play that Roll Cage.
I don't think it is. There is a spiritual successor to it, though. I'm blanking on the name of it now.
Is it called Cage Roll?
Oh! I finally found the person in fourth place!
Called Seatbelt.
It's called Seatbelt?
I was trying to figure out, like...
A different safety feature.
Yeah!
You know, that is a good name for a game like that. Because it's, about driving on walls and the ceiling. So just call it Seatbelt.
Copyright Greencast, do not steal.
Coming to you maybe one day if we can be asked.
Coming to theaters near you. Okay, I got 3 points, everybody.
Hold on.
You know, this map doesn't look anything like New York.
It's future New York.
Oh, I'm technically ahead of you all, because I just did New York after quitting out of the first one accidentally.
That's cheating. You have to do
I didn't mean to.
Well, do the first one again.
I can't. I'm in the third one.
How will we find out who finished the game first? I don't even know how long we are going to go for. Like, to which stage?
Until the end.
Oh, until we clear the game.
We're going for the long haul.
I boosted through a mine, and it took like half a second for the mine to explode way behind me.
Nice.
We already asked racing games with vehicle building, yay or nay? Sorry, I'm tripping up on my tongue.
In general, I'm not much of a fan of racing games, and if you let me build something, it's generally too open-ended for me. I need to be given instructions. You should build this, and then I'll probably enjoy it more.
Mm.
I have fond memories of Jack X while it still works, but that was very... very technical building. It just had different kinds of chassis, and you just put stuff on them.
I actually played the only game I think that had vehicle building was Planet Explorers, and that had like a specific chassis, like wheels and engine, and you could just build stuff on top of that. I can't remember if that affected how the I think if any it affected only the weight of the car. So I don't think that I enjoyed it though, like making my car look like I wanted it to. And I didn't play that one, but there's I think a game called Break Art or something like that on Steam. I think they are coming out with a sequel soon, maybe. But you build a mech in that. It has a building kind of thing, but it's mech racing.
Hello?
So the mechs go fast. And I think it has, like, voxel building. Machine gun!
Machine gun. I'm also not typically the biggest fan of racing games. Especially, like Ace said, when you have to build them yourself.
Death Sprint.
But I do like Death Sprint. Yes, that's correct. But you don't have to build your character in Death Sprint. And Death Sprint also is a very unique racing game.
Probably, yeah. They get 3D printed for you.
True.
Go ahead. I was going to say that it reminded me of all the times I got the loser body, whatever it's called, for getting killed too many times in a race.
Ah, yes, that little dummy loser body thing.
What were you going to say?
I do like the design of that. I was going to say that I do like Death Sprint, but I feel like Death Sprint is a very unique racing game that I found particularly enjoyable because of the ability to go up and down and like you're running and wall running and stuff. I found moving to be very enjoyable compared to like just move forward and turn.
Yeah, that's fair. That sprint is really great. I actually didn't check in with the game in a while. I wanted to.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten the most support since it went through its like 4 updates, but it is still a fun game.
Yeah, it seems that the publisher's done it a bit dirty because it's basically been abandoned by the publisher.
Yeah, absolutely.
That seems kind of feels like a Helldiver situation where the first game wasn't really that popular, and then they did really good with marketing for the second one. And that's like a similar tone, because both games are like Paul Verhoeven satire movies inspired. So I feel like with right marketing, Death Sprint could definitely do well. It's just, I mean, it's just easy to say. I'm not a marketing person, so I don't know how to do that. The patriotism and the For Super Earth stuff definitely worked really well for Helldivers 2.
The best part of racing games is definitely the original soundtrack, yes, especially in Wipeout's case.
As in, which are similar, that the marketing really brought out free to the audience. Yeah, I used to like... That's kind of a game that made me realize how selling a game is... Selling a game can be more about the marketing than the game. Like, I remember marketing budget being almost as big as the budget of the development of Witcher 3.
Absolutely. It's a massive part of any RS product.
Okay, I was told that I unlocked a new vehicle, but I don't know how to select a different vehicle.
You go to your garage, and then you have to like go up once to the arrows.
Oh, yeah, there is. 25,000, and I spent 1,000 on autopilots for my other ship, so I only have 24,000.
What does autopilot even do exactly?
It takes control for a very short time.
It autos your pilot.
Do you have to like activate it? Because I haven't actually like.
Yeah,
seen
I think
it.
It's like the guns. You got to pick up ammo for the guns. You got to pick up an autopilot so you can activate it.
And I think the button for it is circle or B or whatever.
I'm using keyboard because my controller refuses to work.
I do not know. U E F.
Okay, this looks like New York because there's the Statue of Liberty. I'm now in the next cup.
I can't start the next level for some reason.
apparently autopilot has been on the whole time, but I've just been piloting like normal. I don't understand.
It should be like a different pickup that you actually use, and then it, for a bit, it takes control.
Oh, there we go.
I don't feel like I've lost control at all, and it just went away and said that it was depleted.
Oh, we did this.
I'm probably perhaps just misunderstanding something, or thought that I was controlling stuff when I wasn't.
Yeah, perhaps it was a second joypad situation. Oh yeah, look, you're doing really well controlling the stuff on the screen. It's not you at all.
I mean, I'm doing terribly, so if this is what the game wants me to be doing by default...
Autopilot just flew me into two mines. Thanks, Autopilot, you suck.
You need to use your gun.
Shoot, shoot, shoot your gun gently down the stream.
Merrily, 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 merrily. I really hate how, like, when you spawn in, it takes so long for you to actually start moving again.
Yeah.
Like, if the loading in animation was a bit more visually splendorous, or like it was a bit longer to actually have your ship show up, I'd feel less bad about it, because then it would feel intentional and not just like my ship is not moving.
You mean like the Lakuti dropping you in Mario Kart?
Yeah, something that, you know, feels a bit more obvious, like, okay, the car is not actionable yet.
Well, you have your weird death halo thing.
Well, might be because of the... again, I don't know what it was released on first and when, but it might be just hardware limitation, like, I don't know if you know. But,
well, this is a remaster, and they didn't fix it.
I mean, it's a remaster, not a remake. What do you expect? Just upscale textures with AI and leave it. Did you see GTA Trilogy Remaster? we had the same thought.
Also, if you are prone to epilepsy or any kind of visual thing for flashing lights, viewer discretion is advised.
I'm in first place for once.
We're like 24 minutes in. If someone had epilepsy, they're dead.
No, there's a few tunnels in like the next cup that are very flashy. Yeah. Literally.
And plus, this also is a podcast. You might not be seeing any of this.
Well, if you're prone to trouble when flashing lights are described, then viewer listening is something.
I more meant that, like, your warning still made sense, because, like, it could be like, you know, don't play it if you're prone to that stuff as well.
That's true.
But yes, if you're prone to descriptions of flashing lights, this is probably not the game for you. But we'll try to not describe the flashing lights in too much detail.
Autopilot is doing its auto best.
If you're prone to flashing lights, what the fuck are you doing in front of a screen, dude?
You're not paying their subscription. Let them live.
If you go prone in front of flashing lights, please try to at least be in a bed before watching.
And don't watch Stranger Things Season 5.
Just in general, because it's bad.
If you haven't watched Stranger Things yet, don't watch Stranger Things Season 5, because, well, you haven't watched any of the prior seasons, so why start now?
I of course, am joking. I do not know the quality of Stranger Things Season 5. I have not seen Stranger Things Season 1.
Too late. We already clipped it and put it online.
Chat, is Ace cooked?
Chat, can you explain cooked to me? I'm 41.
It means... I don't know, I'm old too.
It means well done, Ace.
It means you were in a pot with water and the water was boiling.
Boiled.
Oh yeah.
Or steamed.
You're in a bit of a hams? Kerfuffle. You've got a spot above her.
It means you're no longer rare, Ace.
Don't say that to Ace. He's a rare find for anyone.
True. Oh, first place for once. In New York. Of course the American gets first place in New York.
You said you were first place earlier, so it's not for once. It's for second.
No, I've been in first place. I was in first place, oh, and I've stayed in first place. Oh. I hadn't finished yet. Sorry.
Conflagrations.
Thank you. Now for the European quarter.
Which is Brussels.
The European quarter.
All of Europe can be found in Brussels.
The American quarter?
No, that's in New York. Aren't you listening?
Wait, the European quarter is in Brussels, but the French quarter is in
Louisiana. New Orleans. Yes.
New Orleans.
I'm going to Berlin, Germany. I haven't been offered currywurst, so this is very inaccurate.
Such a shame.
Then again, this is how I imagine the Autobahn would be like, so yeah.
That's a fair point. The Autobahn sounds extremely stressful.
Well, you have to have some place to use your muscle car.
I guess.
Go room.
At least they, like, if you go on Autobahn, you know that they aren't filming Top Gear there anymore.
I mean, heck. I sometimes see, like, people want to drive me off the road when I'm going the speed limit on American highways. What'll it be like when there's no speed limit at all?
Well, thankfully there's the slow lane and the slightly faster lane, the even faster lane and the big boy lane.
Yes.
Big boy lane.
Is anyone else finding that when you do a jump, you land and then turn into a wall?
Yes. I find I don't know what that is. And I find it very frustrating. Maybe it's the autopilot.
I don't have autopilot.
No, you're drifting for like a second.
Oh, the fashion is supposed to be with the music. Okay, I understand.
I forgot there was music, honestly. I have it turned on quite low.
Yeah, I have it almost silent because when I turned the game on, it was deafening.
Yes.
Okay. I just flew into a cliff and into the cliff. But I managed to sort it out.
On my second pass through these courses, I'm actually finding them not that bad. The controlling is still very sensitive, especially on keyboard where there are no half measures. But I feel like I'm getting better.
Practice makes perfect, like Death Sprint.
Yes. Though as my voice trainer always told me, practice doesn't make perfect, practice makes permanent.
Oh, we have a voice trainer? How'd you get the voice trainer?
When I was younger and was in choir, I was not very good.
Yes. I thought you got one now.
It would be nice if I got one now so I could, like, work on voice training in other facets of my life. But hey, I had a voice trainer for singing, and he helped push my singing voice up to higher octaves, which possibly has done helpful things for my voice nowadays, possibly.
Do Elmo.
Elmo?
Yes, do Elmo.
Howdy ho! No, wait.
That's...
I'm sorry. Elmo's sorry. Elmo doesn't really know how Elmo sounds, so Elmo can't really do a very good Elmo impression.
I'm sorry, that just sounds like Mr. Hanky now to me because of Ace.
Sorry.
Elmo doesn't know who Mr. Hanky is either.
Just say
howdy ho! Elmo Elmo wants to know who Mr. Hanky is.
It's actually relevant to this month, because Mr. Hanky is the Christmas Pooh.
Yes. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh. He loves me and I love you.
Wow. It's a South Park joke.
It's not a joke. He's a recurring character.
Oh, God, he's recurring? I haven't watched South Park in so many years.
I did it. I won the Ignition Cup, everybody.
Did you go back and do the race you missed?
I did. And I got third place, I think.
Well done.
Should I go back and try to do it properly and get first place in it?
No.
Nah.
One of the settings is steerer assist.
I did notice that and didn't use it because I was worried
just
that
turned it on.
Is it helpful?
Yeah, it feels less drifty.
Very exciting. Oh my god.
Sorry. I did a jump and then I was off track. I was just flying.
Oh, that happened to you. It happened to me while Erin was talking, so I didn't want to start talking about it.
I can't select anything now and I'm in the garage.
Yeah, you might need to back out and come back in.
Of the whole game?
No, out of this menu.
No, I can't. No inputs are being accepted.
Backspace?
Is your controller still plugged in?
It was. Still nothing. After it being unplugged. I found that the controller kind of worked better in menus. But it's the controller isn't working. And the keyboard isn't working.
Yeah, I got locked in the menu earlier, but I just backed out with B.
I think I'm in.
Okay, I've won the Ignition Cup and the Slope Tour. I think that's enough of this game for me because my wrist is starting to hurt.
That's enough for me too, since I can't do anything.
Fair.
This game was actually quite chill for me. Like I found it easy to just try to stay on the track and talk about nonsense.
That's fair.
A chatty episode, which is good for a podcast.
Once I got into the groove, I definitely enjoyed it a lot more. But goodness gracious, I would like to feel like I can actually play the game.
I'm gonna check when it was originally released.
Just trying to look it up as well. There's a lot of things called Flash Out.
Well, yeah, I know. November 29, 2012 for iOS was what I got.
I did think it looked like a mobile game, gotta admit. And yeah, this enhanced edition is available on PC, iOS, Android, and Ouya.
Ouya! Ouya!
We didn't hear that in a while.
We should play the Ouya version next.
Yeah, Ace is going to buy it for everyone.
Yeah, Ace, you should get each of us an Ouya for Christmas, and then get us Flash Out.
And then Flash Out.
And then Flash Out.
Okay, the official GGB website does not say anything about Flashout. It has Flashout 3D and says that it's a remaster of the first game, but it doesn't mention when the first game came out. Oh, there we go. First appeared 2012 on mobile devices.
It's not that old, then. It's quite, well, not new either, but still. Much younger than I thought it'd be.
Well, I was 10 years old when they did the enhanced edition.
Yeah, fair.
So, why do you crash into walls when you jump? How has this got 126 mostly positive reviews? I mean, it's not a bad game. It's just buggy.
Yeah, definitely since it's missing the multiplayer aspect, which is a big reason people play racing games, it's a bit off.
Yeah,
if you want to be a bit racist, then you should play.
If you want to, like, not be the best racist, but, like, start your road on becoming a racist, then Flashout 3D is free, and you can start your journey and then move on to something else. It's perfectly good starting point for racist games.
Alternatively, play Desperant 66. No one else is playing online at the moment, but it's good, trust me.
No, I feel like that's more advanced. You need to build up to that.
That's fair.
After you do Flashout 3D, you need to, like, get Xbox 360 and play Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
That's fair. When does Mario Kart Double Dash get slotted in?
I've never heard about that.
GameCube. That about does it for this episode. Thank you for joining me, Erin, Jack, and Gus.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge. And of course, check out our writings on GameGrim.com. And until next time, game on.